Welcome to the Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 podcast, bringing you ideas and resources for K-12 classrooms, schools, and school districts. Hosted by Steve Mileto. And now, here's Steve with this week's show.
Hey, I'm with Susie Pepper Rollins today, and we're going to talk about math in the fast lane. But first, let me just have Susie introduce herself to you and tell her a little bit about her background.
Thank you. I'm Susie Pepper Rollins, and I started developing Math in the Fast Lane quite a few years ago. What happened is I was a lead teacher in a building, and we had a lot of kids who were struggling in math. And I started doing some research and studying, you know, what were we not doing possibly? And in the end, what I discovered is we had fantastic teachers, but we were largely traditional. We would open with a warm-up, teach our lesson, kids would go on to independent practice. And that was a good model, but we could really, what I found is we could really change some things and make it very hands-on and engaging and change the way our math classrooms look. So I just sort of started on this journey, and I keep researching and studying and bringing those things to teachers to really get our kids on fire in mathematics.
Oh, excellent. So let's go with a little bit about something that you said in there. What do you think some of the needs are that students have in math?
I think what teachers will tell you, and this is from working with hundreds of teachers, one of their biggest concerns is here are our new standards, and we have a quick pacing guide, but yet they didn't get this back in third grade, fifth grade, seventh grade. So one of the biggest issues is how to address gaps in math while we're moving forward. Because if we keep going back, unfortunately, their scores go back. So what we do in math in the fast lane is we first identify those critical prereq skills that they need to learn this standard, and then we scaffold those so that it's like a ship with a hole in it. We're moving forward, but we're plugging that hole. So they're learning today, and they're learning the new standard. We just shore up. For example, if it's multiplication facts, we make a little bookmark for that. If it's fractions, we make a flowchart form, and we help them in that math support role and then in the regular ed classroom so that they can be successful today in mathematics. We're not as worried about last year and the year before. We're gonna address that, but it's in the context of the new standard so that they're moving forward and getting today's lesson.
Excellent. Along with kids having needs in mathematics, and obviously math in the fast lane is directed towards helping teachers. So what are some of the areas that teachers need assistance in helping reach their kids, their children with mathematics?
Well, I think with math in the fast lane, and this is what I stress with teachers, it's a framework. There are six things that in math in the fast lane we do every day very consistently. We have that, so we address the underlying issues, and I think teachers love that. And what teachers love about it, the math in the fast lane model, is they go the next day and can implement. It's not pie in the sky stuff. It's heavily researched, but here are six activities that match that research that you can do tomorrow. And by the end of every session, we've planned a lesson together so that they're ready to go. And I think they always appreciate, that's what they tell me on feedback, they appreciate. So I think for them, it really is about the strategies and understanding that these match the research, so help my kids. Then on our day two, we celebrate how well that worked with your kids, and we just keep building on how to differentiate for students, I think, which is another issue that teachers always are asking for help in, because we have so many divergent needs in the classroom, how to help every child learn every day.
One of the things I got to go forward with just a little bit is when I've visited the class when you're working, you have the teachers make different things. They're not just sitting at a computer. They're not just listening to you talk. They're actually got their hands involved. They make these little cubes. They make some posters. And they actually have to do presentations. Can you tell me a little bit about that? Because you're engaging the teachers also.
We actually have a blast together. The time flies, which is kind of that book, The Flow. You know, we just get in the flow. We don't even know what time it is in math and fast lane. So, see, I've already forgotten the question now. But, yes, what I try to model is good teaching. So, you know, the average adult's attention span is 19 minutes. Our kids is our age plus one. They're age plus one. So I try to model that where I teach a little bit. Now you do. And then you
Excellent.
Do your part. And then I do a little, now you do your part. At the end of the day, we're just having a blast. Everybody's lessons are on the wall. We present our lessons. And those lessons get implemented. Then we meet again and talk about that. And we just keep building on that. And so these are just concrete things they can do. But I always try to stress with teachers, it's that framework. Because what kids are, we go and we think about, okay, what are they missing? They need their explicit learning goals. We don't post standards in math in the fast lane, for example. We have a standards wall. it takes 6 times to learn a vocabulary word. So we acknowledge the research, put a tip on the wall, put a picture on the wall, and the kids can reference that tip as we do those vocabulary strategies. So they're just things we do consistently and pervasively every day that have strategies within them that are great fun for kids. One thing I try to remind teachers of, if kids can touch it and do it, they're going to remember it better than if someone's just telling me something. So we do card games, we do cubes, we do bow ties, we do placemats, we do everything with eight kids. I don't care if it's a senior or a third grader, kids like to touch and do and talk to each other. So it's a very active classroom. It is the opposite of a workbook. Let's put it that way. Their kids are really digging in on this stuff in there.
What I like about it is you watch the teachers, because adults like the same thing. They like to get involved and do, and you have them doing, and it's neat. So you know, the idea I hear is that you want them to be able to reflect those practices back in when they go back into the classroom. But it's awesome seeing the adults engaged in the activities in which you want them to engage the students.
But we have a blast learning for the whole day. And so we try to take that energy back in the classroom, because that's what it should feel like with kids. We're working together. We're talking about math. I can see evidence all the time that my kids are learning. It's a very visual classroom. There are no secrets. Like, you know, I know that we have to grade papers and all that, but going home and grading a stack of papers, by the time I get all that done, the kids are, you know, they've forgotten they even did that work. So we do have some of that. But in math in the fast lane, we're rolling cubes. We're doing sticky note strategies. We've got their work on the wall. I can see where you need help, because feedback to a student can learn in 6 months what it takes a child a year to learn if we give that feedback. But I got to see what you know to give feedback. So we really encourage the use of 3 levels of feedback: teacher feedback, peer feedback, and self-assessment in the classroom, so that we always know where we are, we're working on our learning goals. And that makes kids feel great because they see progress.
That's awesome. So let's, as we kind of bring this to a close, is there anything else you want to talk about before I get to my last question about math in the fast lane? Is there anything else that you don't think you've talked about that you'd like to add in there?
I think I've probably talked too much at this point.
I'm going
to try to write it. I will say one. She couldn't do it. I will say one. It's a framework of 6 things plus one. And the second one, and principals tell me this everywhere I go, when their test scores get a big pop, one of the number one things we do is in that math support, math connection, tutoring role, we accelerate our kids. We don't just keep going back. We do address what they don't have, but it's in the context of the new learning. So in that math connection, tutoring, math support role, what we do is we set them up for success, get them started with the vocabulary, get them started with the walls, get them started with the new concept. And they go in and have this prior knowledge. Now I walk in my classroom, I'm a different kid, because now you're talking and teaching, but I have some prior knowledge. I can connect what I have to what you're saying, and their self-efficacy and their confidence just goes crazy because they got a head start. That's where this started for me, actually, is with that support role. I took a group of kids who were really, 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 really struggling, like terrible, and I started accelerating them and pulling them. And I called their parents and I said, I'm not going to tutor them. I'm going to get them ahead of everybody. And parents loved that. And so I took those kids and we started working on Wednesday's lesson Monday for those other teachers. They went in, they saw different children come in their doors that day. So that's one of the things I would leave with people. If you're doing that remedial model, go back. Yes, we have to remediate, but let's remediate just what they need this week so they can be successful. Because to me, the role of that support tutoring role is I want them to make good grades in math class. I want them to be passing that math class.
Exactly.
So
yes.
Those are connected. They're not a separate entity. So that's the one that I would leave everybody with, is think about a different role on that kind of situation.
Well, excellent. I got to say, first of all, your energy comes through loud and clear with even just talking with you and in the class, and having visited you, having the class and working with the teachers and so forth. It's all hands-on and engaging, which is that, you know, like you said, they're having fun, and you know, all of a sudden the time's gone. You go, wow, check that out. And just like where we are right now is that we've come to the end of the interview. And is there just anything that you wish I would have asked you that you have a chance to share that?
I will just add this one thing, and we all know it, is that every child wants to be successful. And they take on different behaviors when they're not doing well in school. It's like a bad version of the Groundhog Day, where the bus comes and they got to go to a place they're not doing well.
Oh my goodness, yes.
And we have to change that. And the thing I always remember is they want to be successful despite what their behaviors may look like today. So we want short bursts of success. And we're going to catch them doing something well, and that, you know, and work off that. So that's the one thing I always try to remember is, sometimes working with kids who aren't doing well can be a challenge, but they want to be successful, and they can be successful. So every student can learn math. It's just a matter of we're going to find a way to get there with them.
Well, excellent. Susie, I appreciate you joining me here today, and I look forward to getting to meet with you again another time and attending another one of your classes. And I hope that all our listeners will take a chance to look into math in the fast lane. We've been with Susie Pepper Rollins today. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you. It's been fun.
I've enjoyed it.
Hello, listeners. We would like to remind everyone to check out all of our digital content at teachinglearningleadingk12.com. That's teachinglearningleadingk12.com. Check back often for updates and new material.
You have been listening to Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12, recorded in Eastman, Georgia, at the Heart of Georgia Precinct.